T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bye-bye.
Oh, you tripping.
I'm out of here anyway. Peace out.
On Monday's show, things will kind of get back to normal, even though next week is a quick turnaround for the Bears, but Anthony Heron will be on the show on Monday, and we will break down the Bears game, and we'll talk with him, and then everything moves to us getting ready for a Bears game on Thursday. You know, it's that time of year. Parkins and Spiegel, they are up next. They got you until 6 o'clock. What's up, boys?
You know, it's a Friday, Lawrence. One more
it
show.
It is. One it more. Is a Friday.
Yes, it is a Friday.
I am looking at odds to win the NFC Championship. Just tweeted a matter of moments ago from our friends at Circa Sports. I'd like to guess what the Bears are to win the NFC Championship.
To just win the NFC?
Just to win the NFC. I'll tell you that the favorites are the Cowboys at plus 350. Then you've got the Packers, the Bucks, the Cardinals, the Rams. Those are the betting favorites to win the NFC.
I'll say
the Bears are minus 150.
Yeah, right. I'll say over 100 to 1.
Plus 40,000.
So, yeah, closer
no.
to 400 to
400
one.
400 to 1.
Yeah.
To win the NFC. They're the last team listed. They're the last team listed. And
seems like a value bet to me, gentlemen.
Right?
Hold on, guys. I'm texting my bookie.
You got the Falcons at 300 to 1. I don't know. I'm a little intrigued. The first one that's intriguing here, I guess, to me is just because the offense is the way it's looked, is the Vikings at plus 3750. You wanted to have a fun little long shot. I think Kirk Cousins is leading him to a Super Bowl.
I don't, Spiegs. I don't.
How about the kid?
I was joking earlier that in watching, I'm so happy that Justin Fields is playing, because last night I felt like I was watching what would have been the Bears present. It would be, if Andy Dalton was this team's quarterback, they'd be the Falcons. And it's like no one wants to watch that. Especially if Cordell Patterson isn't out there.
Man, Charch was not wrong when he was on with us yesterday and said, don't play anybody on the Falcons. Just leave it all alone.
I ignored him and played Kyle Pitts.
I had Mike Davis.
Yeah, but it's...
that guy didn't even get two carries.
The Patriots, man. I don't know how much everybody... I heard, Lawrence, I heard you say you were watching and then you went over to DePaul and Spiegs. I know you did it. So I don't know if our audience stayed with it. I didn't watch every snap, but... If you are the fan that says you like old school smash mouth football, that like a championship caliber team is who wins and dominates the trenches, the New England Patriots are for you. Like,
yes, they are.
They're
Judon is incredible,
dude. The run blocking, there's like power right. Power left, power right. Just like all the linemen are pulling, multiple tight ends, just like 6, 8, 5, 6 yards at a time. Like that was an ass kicking. Like that was like varsity VJV level stuff in the trenches on Atlanta's field. They were talking about on the broadcast, like, one of our favorite questions is to ask the opposing team's coordinator, how do you think they're going to attack you? And the Falcons defensive coordinator's like, they're going to come downhill and try to run it down our throats. And that's what they did. Like, it was just That was like a boys versus men type stuff
and
last
night.
And
that's Bill, man.
Yeah.
Bill can coach anything. He figures out what he has and coaches it up. And it's like you saw it, Brady's, the early part of Brady's career to the end of Brady's career, and now as he restarts the thing,
this is
what he does.
I don't know. Like, who do you like more in the AFC than New England right now? Who do we like more?
I still like the team that the Bears are going to play Sunday better.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. What do you like so much about them specifically, I would say, defensively? Like defensively, I feel like they got some. I think they got some problems.
Yeah, they're dead last as a pass defense. They're dead last in the NFL.
They're flawed for sure, but I still think that the guy that's taking the snaps is good enough to erase some of that.
Yeah,
and throughout the season, he's had to do it. Didn't do it last Thursday, but on average, is doing it at a pretty incredible clip. Because what are they, second ranked offense in the NFL? So I think that he's enough to erase it, but it does show you if Bill Belichick just has competent quarterback play, and I think Mac Jones has been above that. I think he's been a little bit better than that. He knows what not to do, and that puts him a step ahead of a lot of young quarterbacks. He knows what he's good at, which puts him ahead of a lot of young quarterbacks. Belichick's game planning from week to week is spectacular.
Yeah,
they're taking art. Care of him. They're just taking care of him structurally and schematically, like you're supposed to for young.
I will say, Danny, I was watching DePaul, but you know what? When the game went to the half, I went back over to Thursday Night Football.
Yeah,
just in time to see. Oh, are they sending Josh Rosen out there?
Oh yeah, Josh Rosen made an appearance.
I was like, oh. All right, well, look at poor Josh Rosen, because I do feel like that he has not been given a fair chance. So I'm like, all right, let's see what you got. Oh, there's an interception.
Yeah, not
going
much.
Back the other way.
Yeah.
Awesome. And then I turn away, and then I turn back, and I'm like, Felipe Franks is out there? And then what does he do? Immediately throws an interception.
Yeah,
that
was a game where the Patriots defense should have probably hung like 40 in your fantasy league, if not 50. It was dominant. So to your point about the Ravens versus the Steelers or versus the Patriots, Patriots have played two more games, right? So they haven't had their bye yet. They're 7-4. Ravens are 6-3. So in two more games, the Patriots have scored 69 more points than the Ravens.
That's crazy.
So the Ravens would have to score 35 a game over the next two to tie them. And even though the Patriots have played two more games than Baltimore, they've allowed 40 fewer points. Like, their defense.
That's crazy.
Right? Crazy. Like, the defense is really good. They don't turn the ball over. They've won five games in a row. I don't know. Like, I feel like every AFC team has some flaws, and I guess New England's would be like if they had to win a shootout.
Like
playing from behind, that sort of thing. But they're never playing from behind. They've outscored their opponents by 123 points.
And how about the Buffalo Bills, who have the best defense in the NFL in terms of scoring?
Yeah.
Second best in terms of pass defense and overall. In terms of yards per game, they are number one as a defense. So number one in scoring, number one in yards per game as a defense, and they've got Josh Allen to put up points. Got beat, obviously, by Jacksonville in that crazy-ass game. But so they don't run the ball well at all, other than Josh.
What's awesome about it is those two teams still haven't played each other. Mm-hmm. So two weeks from Monday Night Football, and then two games after that, they play again. Pats and Bills twice, end of the season, cold weather.
See what Bill does with Mac Jones against that defense.
Yeah, so, and what the Bills can do, you know, against Bill Belichick. So, like, they'll get to decide that on the field. But, yeah, maybe Buffalo and maybe the Chiefs locked in. Like, if the Chiefs locked in and they have the cheat code offense again, you know, obviously no one would want to play them, but New England is making a believer out of me, man, because I don't know anyone that can take care of them, offensive line or defensive line.
It's the second game in a row that Mac Jones has completed 80% of his passes, first rookie ever to do that. But I saw this. He's won five straight road starts. Third rookie ever to win five straight road starts. This bodes well. Big Ben and Dak Prescott are the other two. Bodes well the for only, his career.
The only thing about this is when you really, like, the stats are really incredible for New England. But let's look at their wins for a second.
Sure.
And when you see the wins are, oh, you beat the Jets twice.
Yep.
You know, like,
yep.
You know what I mean?
You're right.
You beat the Panthers, who aren't very good. You beat the Browns, who were all like, you know what? They're not very good either.
Beat the Texans.
And you beat the Falcons, who just are trash. And the Texans.
Remember
your quarterback, will your quarterback in a late season or playoff situation win you a game that you know that a quarterback will have to win?
That, I mean, the next four, though, right? Titans are 8-2, then in Buffalo, then in Indy, then home against Buffalo.
There you go.
So next four are all playoff teams or playoff contenders in the AFC. Yep. So I'm not saying they're just – it's impressive. One down year – the fifth quarterback in the draft, he spends an insane amount of money on like linemen and tight ends in free agency, right? Commits $160 million or something like that in free agent contracts. And up, there's Dirty Bill Belichick again, 7-4, right in the thick of things in the AFC.
Did you guys?
But just so we're clear, you're not having buyer's remorse, are you?
No. I'm not.
I just wanted to make sure.
I still think
our guy's bigger and faster with a bigger arm.
Yeah, and I still think McDaniels and Belichick is the best situation possible.
It does make you wonder what it would have looked like with Justin Fields in New England.
Yes, it does.
Oh, yeah. he'd be explosive. It'd be crazy.
but Lawrence, it's possible. Like it is possible that Bill Belichick drafted the smart guy, and Bill Belichick's the smart coach, to your point about the week-to-week game planning stuff. And right now he is check down Charlie and underneath and, you know, like a lot like Brady was early in his career.
Absolutely.
And then as he develops and gets more confident and gets more skill position talent on the outside around him, he develops. Like I'm not ruling it out that Mac Jones could end up being better than Justin Fields or anyone else in the class. I would have been shocked with it on draft day, and I'd still bet against it, but it's in play.
Now that Justin is much more comfortable and decisive, and they seem to be doing things schematically that protect him a little bit, I want to see what these next few games bring. It's quite the opportunity now. Even though probably no Allen Robinson this Sunday. Allen Robinson doubtful, and he hasn't practiced all week. That's tough for me to think he's going to play at that point.
I thought they said he was out. Or maybe all it is.
Akeem Hicks is out.
Okay.
Akeem Hicks
is out. Robinson's doubtful. Mac's on IR.
Mac's on IR. And Danny Trevathan's on IR. Just for whatever
that's
worth.
Probably the end for Danny Trevathan as a Bear.
And Bruce Irvin is here.
Hey, but Cassius Marsh, he's back, baby.
I really want Cassius Marsh to get a sack and do the spinning jump kick and then posture.
Do a non-posture.
Towards the Bears' sideline.
Oh, I see, yeah.
Right?
Just go ahead and posture.
That should be fine. Mm-hmm. And just mock the entire enterprise. That is one of my many rooting interests for this game on Sunday. But I didn't hear a ton of the station today, Lawrence, but I heard some of Dan and Layla talking about this game right before their conversation with Adam Hogue, and they were saying bad game. Like they were not excited for Bears and Ravens. And I know
if Lamar is healthy, I'm super excited.
And the injury news sucks, like undeniably. Like that is not great. But I think this is incredibly exciting. Like yes, Lamar Jackson is like the price of admission, and like it's why I'm going to the game. But I also haven't seen Fields in person. But like Lamar is among the most exciting people in the entire sport. But just man, the last time we saw Justin Fields, he was throwing for 290 yards against the Steelers on the road on Monday Night Football, and this is the encore performance. How can we not be excited about this? This is amazing.
Caller was
excited about it, but you know, maybe he steps back, maybe he regresses, but this is not Terrell Suggs and Ray Lewis and Ed Reed and Tony Siragusa and like the dudes who scare you over there. Like you can do plenty of things to the Ravens defensively. And Fields has played better at home, even though his best game was in Pittsburgh. Like I don't know, man. I am very excited to see if something clicked for Justin Fields and what he could do on Sunday.
To me, I've got my priorities of watch when it comes to the Bears at this point. And seeing Lamar, like that adds juice to it because I think he's so fun to watch. But the three guys that I watch will be available for this game. Justin Fields, Roquan Smith, Jalen Johnson.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a great way of putting it. Absolutely.
Those are good ones to focus on.
And they're your foundational pieces right now.
It's been tough.
Well, that's why they're my focus. Like even I love to watch Khalil Mack do his work, but this is the danger in making projections out too far when it comes to, well, you know, the Bears defense is going to, you don't know. And this is the time in guys' careers when, you know, they miss a game here or they miss a game. And now you're talking about him being put on IR and Akeem Hicks not being available this week, and it's been kind of back and forth on whether or not he's going to play. I'm already at the place, if I'm already looking at Justin Fields, I need to figure out who's going to be here with him if and when things get turned around. And what it's the two tackles, and we still are waiting on Tevin Jenkins to be available to play, and Jalen Johnson and Roquan Smith. That's it.
They're two of the three Bears who have started all nine games on defense. Kendall Vildor, the other one who started all nine games on defense.
Congratulations.
Exactly.
Yeah, there's not a lot there. I think it's been kind of tough to watch Mac. I feel like Mac is still really has been good at what he does, but that explosiveness out of the stance, I feel like I've been watching a banged up or aging version of him.
There's no doubt about it, Speaks. Like that you heard Nagy today kind of talking about how they were trying to figure out a way to make this work. Less snaps, giving him days off throughout the week, and they just couldn't. So you were watching a guy who physically can't be himself right now.
Just not as explosive as he was. And it'd been kind of sad to watch because he gave up so much for him. And then you hadn't been good enough to really use him to the best of his ability. And then sometimes guys get old right before your eyes a little bit.
Texters, I want to just address this point too. And the Khalil Mack news is obviously the biggest story locally in sports today. But people saying, wait, so Mac Jones is the smart guy? We had the guy who administered the aptitude test for Justin Fields.
The smartest.
Yeah, I'm not talking about... I'm talking...
He was using air quotes.
Right. I'm talking also, like, football smart. The pedigree for Mac Jones, like, the scouting report on him was that guy picking up a playbook. Remember the stuff that came out of the Senior Bowl about him? Like, he went to the Senior Bowl just to show that he could learn a new playbook in a day. Like, he apparently is that guy with the football terminology, and he's got Bill Belichick and Josh McDaniels, and you watch any of these Patriots games, they're like, look at him go through the progressions. 1-2, check down. Like, that's just what they're saying about Mac Jones. I have no idea how smart he is outside of football. The rap on him is the guy's really good at understanding a playbook. So Justin Fields seems to be also. But Bill Belichick drafted the least athletic, seemingly highest lowest ceiling quarterback, but he drafted the quarterback brainiac.
High floor.
Yeah, the high
archetype.
Floor.
The high floor.
Exactly, the archetype. Exactly right. So that was not at all a value judgment on what Justin Fields is or isn't in that department. It was just that was like the number one attribute that people were saying for Mac Jones coming out of the draft.
Well, it's nice. It's something you can do when you're confident in your own coaching ability, when you're confident in McDaniel schematically, and you're confident in your game planning. It's like, I'm not going to put this guy in a bad situation, so you can draft for floor.
He'll go where the play is designed to go. He doesn't have that improv ability that Justin Fields has, that Russell Wilson has, that Pat Mahomes has. It's why people loved Alex Smith.
Yeah.
Like, oh, Alex Smith is a football computer. Like, That guy, he just, wherever the ball's supposed to go, whatever the right play is, that's what he'll do.
Did you guys hear Lombardi this week with Mullinahall? I was talking about how, you know, and obviously he's a huge acolyte for Belichick, but just talking about how when they draft people, they're drafting for the profile of what they do. They're drafting, yes, it's for fit with what they do, but also the kind of person that they want, the kind of learner that they want. Like, they've got it all sort of dialed in, as opposed to what a lot of teams do, which is, this guy's really good. Let me get him, and then I'll figure out what to do with him. That kind of thing. And it makes sense, doesn't it? Because, as you say, one down year, and then here they are, and it's not just Mac Jones that's getting it done. It's that defense with names you don't know. It's Ramondre Stevenson. It's offensive linemen with names you don't know. They know what they're doing in terms of building, and the same guy that builds implements, which is a really healthy thing when it's done right.
Yeah, I mean, he's the greatest football coach of all time. You know, he seems to be unbelievable. And everyone was saying, like, Tom Brady won the breakup. And he did. He won a Super Bowl. But this year, who's got a better shot at a Super Bowl? It might be New England. The NFC's tougher. Tampa's got a couple of losses consecutively. New England very easily could be in the Super Bowl again with how wide open the AFC is. So
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised to see Tampa there either, though.
Neither would I.
It's not like they've fallen apart. And I mean, this is a team that was struggling in the middle of last year.
That's true. Right now, I feel like there's just more good teams in the NFC. Right? So the path for any but for Rams, Cowboys, Packers, Cardinals, Tampa, that's much more of a murderer's row in the NFC.
I really don't know what's what in the NFC. That's two straight primetime duds from the Rams. You know? Just complete non-shows for the Rams in prime time with that defense and with Stafford and everything. And I know now no Robert Woods. So what are we? Do we rule the Rams out? I saw you tweeted earlier in the week. How do you not look at the Packers, whose two losses were the early season no-show in week one and the Rodgers-less game? Those are the two losses.
Yeah, Packers would be my clear one, like power ranking one seed right now.
We should probably have a conversation about the Packers' defense because it's been good.
Yeah, without Jair Alexander or Zadarius Smith, both of whom are not locks to come back, which I didn't know until recently. I thought, like, oh, those guys will be back and then they'll be super strong. But, like, they might not get either of them back is my understanding. Jair is more of a outside chance, I think, than Zadarius Smith. But, yeah. Packers defense, real good somehow, and obviously Rodgers is Rodgers, and then A.J. Dillon looks like he's going to be a difference maker, finally. Still a terrible draft class, but you know, would have been fine if they got rid of Aaron Jones, but drafting a running back in the second round when you have Aaron Jones and drafting a quarterback in the first round when you have Aaron Rodgers just made no damn sense. But yeah, man, it's wide open. Wide open, which is why it's such a great league. And Lawrence, by the way, if the Bears do beat the Ravens, then they beat the Lions on Thanksgiving.
We're talking business.
Talking about a 5-6 football team in a conference where an 8-9 wild card team absolutely could make the playoffs.
You know this sets up, though, Danny. Like, this sets up for the Lions to get a win on Thanksgiving. Right? Like, it sets
the first
up.
One.
It sets up for the Bears to be the victim of the Lions on Thanksgiving.
Weeping Dan Campbell at the end of that game, finally getting the monkey off his back. Oh, God.
I think they're going to give Cleveland a little bit of a run for their money this weekend. They're 11.5-point underdogs. It's too many points. Too many points for the Lions. They were pesky last week against
They're trending sideways.
Trending sideways. It's been two full weeks since they lost. They had a tie and a bye. They don't
trended
even remember.
Sideways.
They don't even remember what it's like to lose.
That's right.
Oh, God. Olin Kreutz is our only guest today at 3 o'clock. We will hear, though, from the people who have invited us to. We have our two finalists for our tailgate that Shane and I and Spiegs will be attending on Sunday ahead of the game. Jim Nance, we had him on earlier in the week. We're going to bring it back in case people missed it. Want to grade the Khalil Mack trade. Seems like a good time to discuss that because I think it's an interesting case study, honestly, on, like, if you go by who the Raiders picked – or if you go by
value of the pick,
the assets themselves,
right? It's so I think it's an interesting time to look at that. And then I don't know. I I want to try to get people hyped for this game because I find it to be one of the most exciting that's been on the schedule to this to date, frankly. Arguably the most exciting.
Now, we've been looking forward to Lamar for a while.
Yeah, and we were waiting for the breakout from Fields. So now we get them both simultaneously. You get to see Lamar Jackson, and you get to see your guy up against Lamar Jackson.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
It's just the overall state of the roster and the franchise that's dispiriting.
Well, you got to put that out of your head. Real separation of church and state that has to happen.
Well, good luck with all of that. That's going to be getting people to turn around on that.
Yeah, we're going to try. At least I'm going to. I don't think Speaks is fully with me, but we'll see how it goes. But that's the show, man.
All right, boys. I'll see you on Monday.
All right, Lawrence. Have a good weekend.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.